now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the official league podcast. Oh yeah, man, we're back. Week 8. I'm KZ, the self-proclaimed official best prognosticator in the game. I'm here with Mike Miller, the fantasy killer, who's always on a bye week. And we have our first guest.
Friend of the pod.
The buzzsaw himself, Watts.
What's good?
He's coming in with hot takes. He's been planning these hot takes ever since he got to my house. He's been talking about them. So, I mean, might as well just jump into a hot take. What's the hot take?
Aaron Jones better than Kareem Hunt. Feinberg, see me, bro.
Oh, my God. Woo. All right, well, I you know what? I don't know if I agree with you on that.
I respect your right to say it.
I respect you. It is your right, and this is, I mean, it's official because it's on the podcast. It's been said. It's out there. It's in the airwaves and everyone's ears. So, I mean, there's rumors right now that what's his name?
Aaron Jones.
That's, all right.
Definitely want to call
get,
Aaron
get
Jones.
Get familiar with that name.
That's one to call
get
Aaron
familiar
Jones.
Familiar with that name. By the way, I have a prediction that this will be the highest rated podcast that this particular show has ever produced. We're going to drop some names. There's going to be lots of surprises. I'm really excited. I love what you guys are doing. I'm ready to contribute. So what's up, world?
I actually, in the description, I posted it's just for you boners. But there's like we get like 50-something people every week.
There are dozens of us.
Yeah, there are literally dozens and dozens of people listening to me and Miller BS about fantasy football. And I apologize for last week. I barely made it through. I was feeling pretty sick. I was sniffling and coughing. Luckily, I didn't get Miller sick.
No, I survived.
Yeah, you got those good.
I had to carry the show, but it is what it is.
All right, so let's jump into a couple things we have to get into right off the bat. There's a couple name changes.
It's a few name changes.
There's a few name changes. I want to get to the bottom of the Steve name change. He explained to people, I don't get it. Do you understand why he's called Donk Marius Thomas?
So I understand that Donk Marius Thomas, as Donk Marius Thomas TM, was a name that I coined. because they are permanently joined now because they will never be separated. The only part I'm a little confused about is where the T-Rex comes in.
See, that's what I didn't get. He's like, he hits me up yesterday. He's like, all right, I need you to put together a logo for me. I got Donk's face. I got Demarius's torso. And I got T-Rex legs. And I'm like,
you should be charging for this, by the way. You're a creative genius.
I didn't come up with it. He's the one that
came
up
with the graphic design.
You actually executed.
I executed. But right. You know how hard it is to put Demarius Thomas's body onto T-Rex legs and make it look halfway decent?
I don't. That's why I pawned it off to you. He was like, asked me to do it. I was like, ask cats. I don't really want to do it.
Well, it was rough because first of all, he gave me some whack-ass T-Rex legs to work with. And then for a while, I was contemplating just using CeeLo Green's body. And then I was like, fuck that guy. And then I just got some dinosaur legs that worked. And then he came up with this logo. But I'm still like getting the T-Rex legs.
I don't either, but I gotta say I love it.
Yeah, it does work as a whole.
It looks great. It looks great.
It's so interesting that you gotta love it. As far as team names go, I don't get it, but I like it.
It's top half.
It's definitely top half.
And while we're on the topic, what is Donk looking for Demarius Thomas?
Anything, bro.
I don't think that's true.
No.
I think
it's gotta
he wants
be
like
a first for sure.
Well, no, he's had offers of a first.
Then why is he jumping on it?
Ah, that is a good question.
Donk, if you're listening, reach out to us.
Don't reach out to me. I don't want Demarius Thomas.
I'll give you some free agent bucks. I think I have 4 left.
Ooh, well, do an illegal free agent bucks trade.
He vetoed it. He'll have to unveto it. But I think four free agent bucks. That might be his best offer so far.
I think it's about right.
Or can we not trade free agent bucks?
We cannot.
But that Donk was like the biggest objector. But now perhaps that four buck offer is out there.
I could care less if we could trade free agent bucks. Like if no one's ever going to be like, and I'll give you 33 agent bucks. I'm like, oh well, you can go to hell.
That's the cherry on top.
Yeah, it's like
I'm gonna start hoarding them all. I'm gonna get them all one season before the season starts. I'm gonna get all the free agent bucks. And I'm gonna fucking run the waivers all year.
Well, yeah, but at that point, you don't even need all the money. You just bet like $1 or $2, and you just get your guy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then it rolls over to next season.
Okay, onto our second. Name change, and it's going from the Gillis slit your throat, the very powerful and threatening Gillis slit your throat to Mahi Mahi Ajayi.
I mean, I think he's like, you know what? I've cursed Gillis
Lee. Boo this man!
I've successfully jinxed Gillis Lee from, I don't think he's at a top 30 RB finish now in the last 7 weeks.
Well, after Cook blew out his knee and then Ajayi doesn't find the end zone.
After week one, Gillis Lee, 3 touchdowns. I don't think he's been a RB3 or better since then. Launchpad has effectively destroyed his value, and he's now moving on to Ajayi. Which maybe too late.
Well, I think that they're actually playing each other this week.
Who?
Donk Marius Thomas and Mai Mai Ajayi. Ooh. I say whoever loses has to change their name.
Yeah. And maybe let Cheese name the team.
Spoiler alert. Mahi Mahi Ajayi is going to lose.
I would never. Oh, yeah, obviously.
I also don't like saying that. It doesn't roll off the tongue. I don't like it.
It does roll off the tongue.
I don't like it.
It rhymes. It's Mahi Mahi Ajayi.
I understand that it rhymes. I just don't like saying
it. And Scotty, what was the inspiration behind this? I have no idea.
Mahi Mahi is a fish.
I know.
It's a dolphin.
That's what he said.
It's a dolphin.
So what?
So is Flipper.
No, but like that's the technical name for a dolphin. It's a dolphin.
Oh, because
Mahi Mahi is a dolphin.
Yeah, but it's a dolphin fish, and like, yeah. Jay Jai is a dolphin or whatever. It still
it's actually quite clever. I'm giving him a little credit.
Like, I don't like it. I'm out. I don't like the Ken Bone profile picture either. That does nothing.
No, that has nothing to it.
No.
I'll give him no credit for that. That reference is so old. Like it's over a year old. That fucking debate. The election almost happened a year ago. The debate was like what, like in September or something?
Yeah.
Of last year. Please change the fucking stupid Ken Bone.
At least put J.J.'s face on like a stupid fish or something.
Or in Ken Bone's body or something. Like
I'm
something.
Okay with that.
And then our last name change of the week. Actually, there's more. I'm sorry. Will Fuller and two firsts. Which, who didn't get? I didn't get the two firsts off. I got one first.
I got two firsts.
Damn, you got Jim.
Well, who was he trying to get from you?
Gurley, obviously.
Well, fuck it. That's not happening.
That's okay. What I told him. I told him legitimately, even if he gave me...
DeAndre
what
Hopkins.
Would be quote unquote fair, even if it gave me Hopkins in a first, which is overpaying, I'm still not going to do it because how does that help me?
Yeah, you have.
So if Zeke gets suspended, I'm starting Hopkins at wide receiver still. Like great, so I have no running back still. So yeah. I'm not doing it. So that's the problem he's in. He can't get a running back.
What about you, Watts?
What about me?
What do you offer you?
He didn't offer me anything. He asked me who my backs were. I told him.
Why would he ask you who your backs were? He just look at it.
No. Cheese doesn't like doing work. If you haven't noticed, Cheese is the kind of guy who you'll be like, oh, wow, this is a great World Series game going on. He'd be like, what's the score? Who's up? What's the count? How many RBIs do they have this game so far? Like, all shit that you can easily find out on the device you're holding in your hand instead of typing that. But God forbid you have to do 5 seconds of actual fucking work.
So I told him I got Buck Allen. I got Aaron Jones better than Kareem Hunt. And I got Jerick McKinnon. And I got...
Now, you are high on Jerick McKinnon, man. I tried to trade you for Jerick McKinnon in the other league, and you were not having it.
More about that later. But then he proceeded to tell me that my backs are not, quote-unquote, elite enough to even have a conversation.
Not even a Will Fuller.
And I'm like, my record is better than yours. Like, where are you coming up with this? Like for you to tell me, it's just absurd.
Yes. I feel that the Will Fuller is a touchdown or bust type of player, man. Like, I don't know. Like,
I think he has some value. He's fine.
No, he has value.
Will Fuller at two first is a good offer. Yeah. It's just you're not going to get
the market.
You're not going to get the kind of fish you're fishing for.
It's easier to replace a wide receiver than it is to replace a running back. As far as Will Fuller goes, he's all right.
Right.
You know, he's not like, oh, man. If he was offering Hopkins, it's a different story.
Correct.
Then all right, you might think about it more, better. But Fuller, he's kind of a touchdown or bust type of player, I think. He's to get like 15 targets a game or anything.
I will give Cheese credit, one, because his team name is finally better than the new team name is finally better than the last one, which is finally. This thing that happened.
I like this team name.
So you know what I will say? The team name is actually the one part of this team name that's incredibly clever, and there's no chance he possibly thought about this when he did it, but it has happened as a result. And I'll give you guys all a little warning out there because I can see it happening. When he sends you a trade offer now, his trade offer now comes in and it says, let's say he's offering you Kenny Galladay. Mm-hmm. Let's say he's offering you Kenny Galladay for Derrick Henry. You're like, I would never take Kenny Galladay for Derrick Henry. You get an email. It's like, do you want Will Fuller and two firsts and Kenny Galladay for Derrick Henry? And you're like, ooh, I might take that.
It's like a psychological trick.
Yeah, because you're reading the thing and it says Will Fuller and two firsts, and you don't realize, oh, the syntax is not right, and you're like, holy shit. You're like, this is a good offer, and then you don't realize it's a fucking terrible offer. So it's actually pretty clever. Like, I might change my team into, like, 2019 first-round pick from, like, worst team ever or something, and then, like, when I make trade offers, it'll look way better.
Apparently Herman changed his name, too.
That's a new one.
Yeah, his name is now Tanking for Cook. I don't know.
He's tanking for James Cook, Dalvin Cook's brother. He just committed to Georgia the other day. Mm-hmm. He's entering the 2021 draft.
He kept texting me today about the last couple days about Julio Jones, and I keep telling him like,
same.
I'm like, bro. Well, no, but the thing is like, I'm like, bro, yeah, I'm Julio Jones away from competing this year. It's like, dude, I would have earlier in the year, but now that I'm out of it, like, I don't want him. Like, it's no point for me to get like a 28-year-old receiver to I'm 2-5. Like,
right.
I'm planning for this good pick.
Yeah.
You've been fake tanking, which we'll get to later.
How am I fake tanking?
And Julio, to me, is like...
You're starting Carden...
starting
Carson. No, Carson Wentz this week.
Well, instead of what? Derek Carr? Like,
False Biscay.
Truth Biscay?
False Biscay.
Truth of Derek.
Yeah, but that's actually... I'm going to put up my best lineup. I'm not going to like...
There would be an investigation if you were starting Truth Biscay over
The guy throws
Carr,
8 times a game.
Or,
like,
isn't the tanking rule as long as you have... a legitimate starter? It
no.
can't be an empty?
No.
Oh, you have to go into the psychology?
The rule says as long as you can provide a legitimate explanation. If you're like, because look, Carr versus Wentz, if you're like, oh, Carr is playing like Buffalo's missing two quarters, whatever, Wentz is at Denver, fine, like that, okay, no problem, that's obviously explainable. Starting Drew Biscay over either both those guys, matchup or not, is indefensible.
I agree, but I want to know who's going to be asking for the explanations. Feinberg?
I would be
leading the committee.
honestly,
the investigation.
That is for sure tanking when you start Carson Wentz playing in Philadelphia against the 49ers, and I start Trubisky.
I thought that you just
anybody.
Had to, like,
no.
as long as you fill the slot with somebody who's
no,
like,
no,
actually
that was
playing.
That was how we tried to bust Herman earlier with his defense, starting the Miami Dolphins against the Saints in London.
Then I would have been playing, like, Matt Breida all year,
right,
getting
right.
me, like, 3 points. Like,
right.
Well, game.
I'm glad we're preserving the integrity of the league.
We're trying. We're trying.
Like, I'm tanking in the sense where, like, I'm happy
if you lose.
Yeah.
You're gonna put your best lineup out, but you're not mad if you lose.
I'm a little annoyed that Cheese beat me because I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You talk so much shit about your team. Being
no,
so...
you're annoying that Cheese lost to you.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That I beat Cheese. Like, it's like, and then he's trying to trade me his fucking guys. It's like, he's like, Will Fuller's young. It's like, I know he's young, man. But like,
that is true. That's a true statement.
That's about all.
Yeah, but I just have, I don't know. I'm not trying to trade Derrick Henry for, eventually this guy's going to pay off.
Crazy thing. I just found this out the other day. Derrick Henry is also young.
Yeah, he's second year in the league. And I didn't hold him for 2 years. Eventually he's going to be the starter there. Like,
DeMarco Murray, the year is 2023. DeMarco Murray has two bad hamstrings. He's getting like 19 carries a game.
He's resurrected himself, like not practice all week, and then shows up game time.
For
Everyone's
what?
Like ready to gear up Derrick Henry, like get it going. And then, DeMarco's
it's not
playing.
Not like he was good when he plays, though.
I know. He just like hobbles along, 4 yards, 3 yards, caught a dust.
I saw a joke somebody on Twitter this week was like, despite the Titans being on bye this week, DeMarco Murray will talk his way into the lineup. Like,
this is me.
I refuses to rest.
I just don't get it. Like, if you're like,
he's worried about losing his job.
He should lose his fucking job.
Right. So he's gonna do whatever he can to get force himself into that lineup.
But the coach should be worried about losing his job. Like,
malarkey. Malarkey's full of malarkey, man.
Yeah,
that guy is fucking terrible.
I'd be like,
I know Mills is a Mariota hater. I like Mariota. I think malarkey is the problem. This guy is just like,
dude,
fucking trash, man.
I like that entire team before the season started, and that, like, what this
They're
guy
so bad. They this, snuck by Cleveland last week.
I know,
barely.
It
was a field goal battle. Like,
I'm sorry. I think any one of the three of us could just show up and with that team and just produce the same result. I mean, it's totally insane.
It probably would actually take all three of us.
First thing I do, I'd be like, yo, DeMarco Murray, grab me your helmet and get real comfortable on the bench. Derrick Henry, you fucking stud, get out there and start doing things.
Yeah, the entire offense usage is inexplicable.
And I'd be like, yo, Mariota, stop running with the fucking football. Throw to fucking Decker and
can we pull up the stats? I think they ran the ball like 40 times. And they have the
we don't have that
kind worst.
Of budget here. we don't have a stat boy.
We do not take stats in this.
maybe we can get like over 100.
Podcast policy: you're allowed to just say whatever you want, and it's truth.
Okay,
yeah. Make all it
right.
up.
So we,
you said they ran the ball 40 times. They ran the ball 40 times.
Yeah. Maybe even more than that. For all we know.
But they have like the Cleveland has one of the worst pass defenses.
And they were missing their best defensive back.
It's insane. And they ran the ball like 40-50 times.
Yeah.
Not 40 times, I think. I think both DeMarco
maybe they're afraid of Mariota getting slugged by Miles Garrett. Yeah, Miles Garrett.
Who's out this week. He's not playing in London this week.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Kenny Britt tried not playing in London too. He was like, I'm not happy about this.
Yeah.
I'm not getting on that plane. I'm staying right home.
I'm gonna go to fucking London and get shellacked by fucking who are they playing?
Who cares? They're getting
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Especially it's like demoralizing seeing DeShone Kizer go out there is demoralizing for me at home. I couldn't imagine what it would be if you were in the huddle, if you're just like, this guy's not gonna throw me the ball anywhere near me, man. Like, I'm gonna run a route, might get my head taken off. This guy sucks, man. Like, first of all, I know when he came into the NFL, he's like, I'm going to be the best quarterback in this draft, blah, blah, blah. You're not. You're right? Not. I know from seeing you this first couple of weeks, you're by far the worst. Like,
I feel like, and I'm not going to defend DeShone Kizer as a player because I don't know what he is as a player. I will say that people are like, oh, the Browns are so stupid. The Browns, like, the Browns passed up Carson Wentz, all this shit like that. I would bet my left nut if Carson Wentz had been drafted by the Browns, he would be fucking DeShone Kizer right now. Like, Doug Peterson is a fucking genius.
He's a good coach.
And he is in a perfect system right now, and they're doing everything right. The Browns are doing everything wrong possibly constantly. Like, it's a fucking cesspool.
I could just tell that, like, Carson Wentz, at least how I see him from the NFL, he's got that ability, like, to break a tackle, like elongate the play and find open receiver.
That's Carson, dude. It's DeShone Kizer. It's coaching. Like, it's system. It's everything, man. It's not a coincidence that Cleveland's had 37 quarterbacks in the last 4 years.
Bring back Johnny Manziel, man. He,
I'm down for that. Yeah,
well, he's too busy trying to find some.
Him and Josh Gordon, a package duo.
Hey. Get them back on.
It always be exciting.
The Cleveland nightlife must have been awesome for like 6 months.
Yeah.
All right, so let's actually get to the games from last week. Last week
when I killed it.
Yeah.
You killed it?
Did you?
I bounced back.
10-4?
Yeah.
Week before
I was bad, but last week I bounced back.
I'm consistently a game or two below 500. I'm consistent throughout the year.
I pulled into the lead.
At least you're consistent.
Yeah. I pulled into the lead, Cats.
By like a half a game.
But, hey, please the lead.
Right, well, we've been going back and forth here. It's a long season, and hopefully at the end you'll be reading the prepared statement I have made and not the other way around. All right, so going back to last Thursday when we were here, Kansas City at Oakland.
Great game. We should maybe spend an hour on this game. How much time we got?
First of all, I think the refs just wanted to piss everyone off, and they threw like 6 flags at the end of that game.
Tony Romo was losing his mind. He was like, there's a flag! There's going to be another play! That game could have never ended. I would have been cool with it. I thought he was going to miss. I legit thought he was going to miss the extra point, and it was going to go to overtime.
I wanted that to happen.
I thought he missed it.
Shout out to Tony Romo.
Shout out to Tony Romo. Best announcer on TV.
Yeah, I actually like
him. By far.
He's phenomenal.
He was even. We'll talk about yesterday later.
Yes.
Okay. No. But he was awesome yesterday as well.
He's a national treasure.
Casey going down 2 times in a row, even though this was a magnificent comeback by Derek Carr and the Oakland Raiders, and he hit Crabtree with like the best rollout to the right. He threw out to his opposite side to the left and hit Crabtree.
Great
right
final
in the corner
play.
Great. It was amazing. I didn't think that he hit Crabtree like 4 plays before that in the end zone, and they called like a pass interference.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a pass.
That was borderline. I think it was a little. He definitely pushed off a little bit, but I also think it was a little bit of a flop on the KC defensive back, Marcus Peters.
Okay, I'm going to do a little hot take here. I think KC's overrated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think of anyone who shares that opinion. He's been saying that all season.
You have unbridled hate for this team. Like, I have playoff hate for them. I think whatever they do is fruitless because in the end they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. But I think that they got, I don't know, for 2 weeks in a row now, you lose a game. And you were up by, like, what? It was 10 points with, like.
They're not good. They're okay. Mm-hmm. They're
good.
They're fine. They're not great.
Predictions on how they finish. 10-6.
What's the record now?
It's
4-2.
5-2.
4-2.
They have two losses, I think 5 wins.
Yeah, 5-2.
5-2. I say they finish 11-5.
They'll finish 10-6. 10-6,
yeah.
They'll make the playoffs. They'll lose in the first round.
They win their division, and I think they'll get a bye.
Same old Chiefs.
Ooh, they get a bye?
Yeah.
The first game they play, they're losing. Either way.
That division is suspect. The Chargers are coming up hot.
They suck. Fucking Chargers. He picked them to win a division.
That's a hot take, and we'll get back to that later because I think they're going to do some work against the Pats this week.
Yeah, okay. Stop it.
Next week I expect an apology if I'm right about this, Cats, okay?
I will.
National audience.
National. This is coast to coast.
Coast to coast. Europe.
International. We've had listeners in
international.
Europe.
International.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I'm broadening our base.
It was you.
So
that's a fact. Actually,
anyway, that was good. That was one of the best Thursday night. Thursday night's actually becoming better than Monday night this year.
Hold the phone.
That was still last night.
We'll get to last night in a minute, which was the quintessential Thursday night game. Hey, but yes, there was a streak of 3 or 4 Thursday night games that were great.
All right, so going at 1 o'clock on Sunday, the Titans at Cleveland. This was the battle of the field goal kickers, and I can't believe the Titans couldn't score on fucking.
Yeah, we talked about this. They ran the ball.
Fucking suck.
Malarkey's awful, awful.
I don't want to spend another minute on this game. Fuck
yeah,
both these teams.
Yeah, please. All right. Let's move on. Next.
Well, I picked the Titans, and you were on that Browns train.
Choo-choo! They covered? What was the spread?
Five. The spread was 5.5.
That went to OT, too, didn't it?
I think it did.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, it was bad. Saxonville at Indianapolis Colts.
Absolute fucking smash fest.
Oh, my God. And this was without Leonard Fournette, too, and they beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, no Fournette.
Ivory
needed.
And Yeldon look good, too.
Yeldon ran for over 100. He's been a healthy scratch all season, and the guy went fucking bananas.
Whoa, somebody else.
Yo, I think Steve O'Kuhn's about to trade for Yeldon.
Yo, it's funny.
Whichever one of them doesn't own him, he's about to go back.
In the other league we were in, I was trying to figure out someone to replace Fournette with. And I was like, damn, I got Yeldon, but he hasn't played all year. Fuck it. So I ended up getting...
I wouldn't have started him on a win.
Yeah. But I ended up playing Vereen, and then I'm like, fucking Yeldon at 20-something
you
point.
You went nuts.
What happened to Ivory in this game?
He had a touchdown, too.
I know, but did he get hurt? Did he get hurt? Because he was a huge DraftKings play and just busted on everybody.
Yeah, TD. He had 50 yards and a touchdown.
He had an NFL.
I'm sure he cost nothing on DK.
Yeah, he was highly owned, though.
He was massive, I'm sure.
Like 35%.
He was super chalk.
Because he was going to be like, everyone
thought he was going to be the fucking man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he still helps some people because he's super cheap and he scored decently.
But he was too highly owned. Everybody plays, so 90% of people play him and he plays well, it doesn't matter to you. You don't get it.
And Scotty's boy Hearns, who's like.
Bortles had a pretty good game, too.
Bortles went over 300.
Well,
if you were out on the field and had a Jacksonville uniform on, you balled out on this.
I think Saxonville had 10 sacks that game.
They did.
Dude, they're legit.
If they could get a legit quarterback next year, yes. I don't know if anyone's a free agent. I couldn't tell you, but
should they start tanking so they get
No, they should definitely
get a quarterback.
I mean, Kirk Cousins would be a free agent.
Oh, that would be great.
They have money for him?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm sure they're all their guys.
They spent a shitload of money on the defense, though. Calais Campbell was expensive. That other guy, some other defensive dude, was expensive.
Well, and Kirk Cousins is going to cost you some dough.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I would love if Kirk Cousins went to a division rival of the fucking.
I have the Giants. I'm cool with that. Give me Kirk Cousins.
No, but it'd be funny if he was like, man, fuck the fucking Redskins. How can you franchise tag me twice? I don't get that. In this day and age, when a quarterback is such a valuable commodity, how many teams have a good quarterback? This guy puts up three really good years for you, and you kind of disrespect him.
I don't understand. I just don't get the franchise taking him twice. It's like, once it's like, all right, you want to see what you have with him? The first year is a fluke. Okay, fine. But then it's like, all right, he did it. What more do you want now? Like, pay him.
Yeah,
or don't pay him. Why are you paying him $30 million a year then?
If I'm him, I'm going to play in San Francisco with my coordinator and Pierre Garçon, who have a good... It doesn't look like he has a connection with Crowder or Terrell Pryor.
That offense has been super whack in spite of Cousins putting up good numbers.
Yeah, he's dropping like 350 a game, but like everybody's getting targets. Yeah. It's like impossible to predict who like... In terms of stacks, if you're going to do DFS, it's impossible.
You can't pick the receiver.
You can't pick it. It's horrible.
Jacksonville kicked the shit out of...
We both picked Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, we both picked Jacksonville. Boo. Cincinnati at Steelers. I picked the Steelers. You picked Cincinnati. I ended up winning. Steelers put the beat down on Cincinnati, man. Come on, man. Cincinnati's never going to get the better of the Steelers, dude.
I don't remember a second of that game. I don't remember if I even watched it.
It was getting pathetic. The first half, it was close.
Oh, I remember the Juju Smith celebration, the hide and seek.
That was pretty cool.
Juju Smith, what's going on with that now? Because there's rumors here that Martavis Bryant requested a trade. That's confirmed.
Yeah, it's not rumors. Yeah, that's
facts.
He's been upgraded to fact.
Facts.
Fact. And Juju Smith-Schuster now looks like to be the second option on that squad. So who did you get Juju from?
McKinnon in a third.
From me.
From you. So are you regretting that a little bit, Watts?
I'm regretting the fact that Mia Khalifa tweeted him directly. She tried to slide in his DMs. Yeah. And that in of itself is quite impressive. So
she's like a whore, man.
But
she's banging Gilbert.
I like that he put her on blast.
That's the even better part.
His social media game is crazy.
I think she fucked some FSU recruit to come to the school.
No, she was going. I think that was like a promotional thing. She was like
a promotional thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if it actually happened.
If you come to the school, you get to fuck me a Khalifa.
I would if I was. That was like on the table. I'd be like, I'm going to FSU, man. I'm gonna bang this broad out.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And then now the whole thing has been find Juju's bike. Apparently somebody stole
it's
Juju's.
Been found.
It's been found.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Confirmed.
What are you talking
about? Somebody stole his bike.
It was like a whole like trending thing on Twitter.
Bike? Dude, he rides bikes.
He's 20 years old. I mean, he's old enough to drive.
What said that? Like, he doesn't have a driver's license yet?
I quickly corrected myself.
What state does he live in? Like Alaska or something?
He rides his bike to practice every day, and the shit got jacked, man. But they found it.
Yeah? Yes. Was it a big ordeal for him? Was he upset?
Yeah, it was like a dyno or something. Had pegs on the back.
I still think that trade makes sense for Watts, though, just because he needs a running back, and two, he needs points this year. Juju's not. I mean, Juju may be the future, but can't expect much from him this year.
Well, we also can't expect much from the Bengals. Andy Dalton.
They have played reasonably well since they fired the offensive coordinator. Don't hate. They were going to we'll get to that later. They are going to fucking light the Colts up this week.
I don't know, man. Dalton just sucks. I don't like Danny Dalton.
You're about to be eating a lot of words next week, Cats. The Red Rockets fucking...
What else did we call him out on? Oh, about the Chargers. Yeah. Can't wait. All right.
Okay. We have the Baltimore Ravens at Minnesota Vikings. I think the Vikings won. What was the score?
The Vikings killed them. Bad Flacco showed up.
And now dead Flacco is in real life.
He got taken out on Thursday night. This poor Minnesota Vikings, man. They just can't have Sam Bradford stay healthy. Diggs is hurt.
Teddy B's coming.
Who?
Teddy B.
Oh, Bridgewater. I mean, last time he was on the field, he almost fucking lost his leg. So, I mean, yeah, you should expect a lot out of him.
Can't be worse than Casey Keenum.
Yeah.
Casey Keenum's pretty rough. But
Casey Keenum.
But Sam Bradford is totally his shoulder, his whole body's made of pussy.
Yeah.
The guy cannot stay on the field.
His body's actually 95% Kevin White's. The other 5% is water, I think.
He's like
confirmed.
Yeah. Again,
that team could be nice, but their defense is nice.
The defense is super nice. But other than that, everyone's hurt.
And whatever, they played Baltimore.
You picked the Vikings, and I picked the Ravens. Go you. Then we have the Jets. This was, I think, the sorriest game of the week. Jets at the Dolphins.
Every game involving the Dolphins or Jets, the sorriest game of the week.
The Jets
Excuse me.
Yes.
No, it's just like that's disrespectful, man.
So anyway, the Jets were up big, 28-14 at the half, and they should be in cruise control. They knock out Jay Cutler, and they let Matt Moore come in and slice them up. I mean,
Moore did play kind of nice.
He did. You know what? He got everyone amped about all these Miami guys going into this week.
Stills killed it.
Yeah, that was that ridiculous Stills catch.
Yeah.
That was like the Jermaine curse.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Miami, again. Like,
both these teams suck.
They suck.
Yeah, let's just move on.
Jay Ajayi is he's the only running back in the
game. Is Jay Ajayi going to make it through the year?
You don't want to own anyone on the Dolphins offense.
What's the lifespan of Jay Ajayi? Does he make it even
through?
So
Jay Ajayi's lifespan before the draft was he has a bone-on-bone knee condition.
He has a degenerative
bone-on-bone knee?
Yeah.
He's done.
So his knee, he was already a shortened career coming into the NFL. I mean, what's the average running back career? 2.5 years? So, like, I don't know, I'll give him 2 seasons. Like,
he's already been 2 more seasons?
No, I'm saying in general.
So he's got
a half a year last year.
He's got a year
full
today.
Season this year, and he'll go one more season.
One more season.
Yeah, he looks shot, though. I haven't seen
sell
a running
back. Sell while you can, Launchpad.
I haven't seen a running back get 20-something carries a game and not score in 7 weeks ever. Like,
it's true.
Wasn't
that
last year? It was Ajayi and it was a trade.
Ajayi digs in a first for Hopkins?
for T.Y.?
No, DeAndre.
Oh, I'm sorry, DeAndre Hopkins for cheese. That kind of was a lot of talent. I mean, both ways.
Yeah, that would have been. I actually would have been fine with that on either side.
Yeah, Ajayi. I mean, in the long run, I think Hopkins might have been the better move just because Ajayi's
Diggs can't stay healthy, and Ajayi. I don't know. Launchpad is just like sucks. He loves that guy. He's like,
and now his team name is.
He's like, I made the fruitless mistake of trying to engage Launchpad in a trade discussion earlier in the offseason about Ajayi, and he was like, I can't ignore the 3 200-yard games he had this past season. And I was like, well, apparently you can't ignore the 10 games he had under 100 yards.
And what about this year? How many times has he gone over 100
yards? This year has been a disaster.
I
own him in another league. It's fucking terrible.
And he can't catch, right?
Supposedly he's an okay catcher. They just don't use him on third down. So who cares if he can catch or not?
They use Drizzy Drake.
I would like to ask how who's the coach of the Jets? Is you
Jets? It's not Todd Bowles anymore.
Oh, no, it's Todd
Bowles. Yeah,
Todd Bowles. How do you throw the ball on the in your end in that fourth quarter when you're up by seven.
You play to win the game.
How many Jets games have you watched this year? The Jets are fucking trying to tank. The Jets have done everything in their power to try to lose every game possible. They're up like three touchdowns. It's like the fourth quarter. They're throwing like screen passes and slants. They're like, please pick this off. Please pick this off. Like, the Jets are trying to tank.
Well, mission accomplished because you lost this one in overtime.
There you go. That's good for the Jets.
You know, it is good for the Jets. We both push on this. It was 3 points, and both picked the Dolphins. Tampa Bay at Buffalo. This was actually a pretty good game to watch. A lot of offense going on. Ty God, he was doing his thing. Coming out party for O.J. Howard.
This is another game I don't remember a second of.
The laterals at the end of the game was the highlight for me.
Oh, they actually put up a good fight.
There was at least like 15 laterals.
Yeah, but they were all like right in the money. Like,
there was no illegal forward passes or any like ambiguity.
People
like,
dropping the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, I was pumpkin picking last weekend. I was like, where was I? I don't remember any of this. I'm like, where was I? I do remember O.J. Howard, apparently. I just saw the stat sheet.
O.J. Howard, 2 touchdowns, 90-something yards on like 4
breakout,
catches.
Breakout game.
Do you think this is like maybe they're going to start using him more, or do you think this is just an anomaly about a matchup?
I think it's a little bit. From what I saw, the replays, it looked like it was the same shit against the Giants, where he was just naked, open, like broken plays.
Breakout more targets that game. Apparently, Jameis really likes Breit, even though he's an inferior talent.
I still
talent.
Think it's the same thing.
He is not an inferior talent.
Breit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about I thought you were talking about Howard's inferior.
No, Jameis likes Breit more, even though he's inferior.
Like, just draft capital. Yeah, one guy's drafted like 20th in the draft.
No. Jameis just wants to make the Tampa Bay Bucks Breit again, but he's apparently. I think he's got the guy in the fantasy.
First of all, as a quarterback, I'd be like, get this guy away from me. Hopefully I don't see him unless this guy gets hurt. Because like, obviously you draft a guy in the first round, play with you, right?
Tight ends their first year generally.
I don't care if he blocks.
No, but O.J. Howard coming in, the thing with the rep on Howard was that he was a complete tight end, great blocker. Put him on the field.
All those Alabama guys come out pretty complete. Like, Howard was one of the where they were saying like this guy's going to be one of the better tight ends in the league in a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, tight ends in general their first they're slow to develop. That's just the
true.
Yeah, that's only because it's not because
usually because they can't block.
Yeah, but like they only block really on runs. Like you never see like a tight end straight up block one guy on fucking like passing protection. Usually if on a pass play they're going out to
We got like Evan Ingram who's basically like a glorified slot receiver. Does not block.
Yeah. Who wants him to block? The rest of the line don't block.
But then they need sacrifice in other areas, you know? Like if you put Evan Ingram on the field, you know that the chances of run are very small.
I think he's legit because he's the only one catching balls in the Giants. And he's the only one you got to guard. So it's not like, so you got to throw someone. It's like, no, you only got to guard someone if you're the other team. It's Evan Ingram because the rest of these guys I couldn't name. That's my team.
That's my team.
That's
my quarterback.
The Bills end up picking off Winston a couple of times. Winston has a good game while being bad somehow. He turned the ball four times. He sucks.
In real football, he sucks, but fantasy football, he's always viable somehow.
He still sucks in fantasy football. He's QB 10 or QB 11 or QB 12 every year. Like, that is so borderline viable in a 12-team league.
Yeah, he's like...
That's a good point.
He's a starter, but he's not like that good.
For sure. He's a bad starter. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm a starting quarterback, and I have a worse starting quarterback than almost every other team in the league.
All right, so the Bills end up winning this game.
Mike Evans had a nice game, and he took out the...
Mike Evans...
He always has a nice game.
No, I think at the end he had a nice game. Because
I looked at something today because me and Katz mentioned on the podcast last week, and I agreed with Katz that Mike Evans had a quiet season. He's like, first of all, on the season, he's like wide receiver 7 on the season, and he's had the most wide receiver 1 weeks of anyone in the league.
Right.
He's actually had a really nice season. I own the guy, and I didn't even think that.
It's just been quiet for
he's
him.
He's really quiet.
Because usually you're used to him having, like, when he has a big day, it's like 30-something points. But I guess he's having consistent weeks. Like 18 points every week or something.
I was shocked to actually check the stats.
Mm-hmm. I think he's uncoverable, to be honest. Like,
he's one of those guys that must start no matter what the matchup is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Next game, Panthers, who decided not to even pack their bags and show up in Chicago.
You guys talked about this last week.
I should have stuck with my fucking gut, dude. What was the spread in this game? 3 points?
3 points.
Fucking bullshit. I knew it. I sniffed it out, and I still fucking pussied out, and I took the fucking Panthers.
It was 2 defensive touchdowns.
That was the only points in the game.
By the same guy.
Yeah, same guy. And apparently a lot of the late money went on the Bears. Like, there's a lot of late sharp money on the Bears.
So crazy.
Because the line moved past 3 to 4 or something like that. And just tons of money came in. So, like, the writing was on the wall that the fucking Panthers are going to get fucked in this game. And they did. Two defensive.
Cam Newton blows. Cam- I'm sorry. He does. He's not good.
Not so killer Cam.
He's not good.
Finally, finally, Mike Feinberg has a quarterback.
Fake news.
Should have stuck with Alex Smith.
You were getting decent production because Alex Smith had a much better week.
Alex Smith is like QB 6 on the season, and Cam's like QB 14 probably. Smith's killing him.
Now, is that with Jameis?
I think that was a bad trade for Feinberg. He traded a first and a second for Cam Newton. I wouldn't trade a first and a second for any quarterback. Maybe Rodgers or
I definitely Brady. Would trade a first and second for a quarterback, but not for
There's
Cam.
Like what?
Not for Cam.
Two.
Yeah.
Rodgers and Brady, and that's it.
Feinberg was shook by me. That's why he made that trade. Because he wanted to beat me. And he was successful. He got like 25, 30 points.
Cam at 80 yards rushing.
Yeah, again, on a good fantasy day, but a bad day from Cam. Cam threw like four picks.
Oh, yeah. He was terrible.
He lost the game.
80 yards rushing.
He had 100 yards and two touchdowns rushing. Like, it's like fourth best running back of the week. Like, Chicago, I like how they're protecting Trubisky because they know they.
Yeah, false Biscuit.
Out of here.
What?
False Biscuit.
No, he's Truth Biscuit. No, but like I like how because False. Look, it's not like he has some weapons Wrong. To even throw to. He like
I don't care. What the fuck? If you're Chicago, right? Okay, so you draft this quarterback number 2 overall, whatever it is, right? Like you want to see if he's a future, he's the franchise, whatever like that. He's started what now? 2 or 3 games? I don't know.
He started at least 2.
Okay. Do you have any idea if he can play in the NFL yet?
Yeah, he can.
You have no idea. Oh, you don't know a goddamn thing since before you started him because he's thrown 4 passes every game.
7.
He's done nothing. You've just
the 7 Bears, attempts.
The
seven
Bears
attempts
are not a playoff team.
Should he be DeShone Kizer? Just
no,
throw
I
pick
just don't
after
give a
pick.
Shit. I just want to find out if the kid can play or not.
Well,
just put him out there and let him throw the ball 25, 30 times a game.
I told you I had some surprises, right?
Yeah.
There's a guy on Chicago.
Don't you tell me Tanner Gentry.
I'm telling you Tanner Gentry.
Fuck
Donk,
out of here.
I'm claiming him off your taxi squad right now.
Is that official?
That's
live
official.
Live
Donk.
What round was he drafted in, Tanner?
He's an undrafted free agent. He's a pickup. It's going to cost Watts a 3rd-round pick.
Oh, well, you know what? Good for you, Watts. That dickhead made me
bring
up my entire taxi squad.
Thank you. Tanner
Send
Gentry.
Him back to Donk.
Tell you what, if I had a Tanner Gentry on my taxi squad, I would have taken the 3rd-round pick.
I would 100% take the pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't come at me with any trades, any packages. I don't want to hear it.
Give me Tanner Gentry
or
promote him.
Exactly.
I like your hot take. All right, and then you know what? Screw Donk, man. You claim everybody in a taxi squad.
I don't know who I'm going to drop it, but we'll deal with that later.
Now we have the first start of the post-Rodgers era now in Green Bay. The New Orleans Saints, I mean, they started slow, but they ended up beating up on the Packers. Hundley don't look too hot.
I'm a Brett Hundley. My Brett Hundley truthing was not on good display, man. He made me look like an idiot.
He was lucky that Aaron Jones hooked him up in the start.
Oh, man.
Otherwise, that team didn't do nothing.
Who hooked him up?
He looked bad.
One of the best running backs in the league, better than Kareem Hunt. Hashtag Aaron Jones, better than Kareem Hunt.
Yes, sir.
Brett Hundley looked bad.
All right. Obviously, I think James may have overpaid for Jordy Nelson at this point.
Whoa.
For this year,
if Brett Hundley doesn't get any better, yeah.
I think he's a ghost. Well, I mean, Devontae Adams, Cobb, and
if Brett Hundley
plays as bad,
if Brett Hundley plays as bad as he played this week, nobody on that offense, besides the running backs, running backs is viable. It's a disaster.
They have a bye, so maybe he can learn the position over the bye.
As of now, I'm starting Brett Hundley on Brady's bye week. So.
Oh,
wish me luck.
Wait,
there's
got to
be somebody else out there.
You're fun, though. You're on the rest team stacked.
Is CJ Beathard out there?
That guy wanted to lose.
I still think Brett Hundley's nice. Fuck everyone.
When we get to that game, I'll give you my take on that. Green Bay Packers end up losing this game. I picked the Packers, and you picked the Saints. Good job on you. Arizona Cardinals at the Rams. Cardinals lost their quarterback in the first quarter. I think he broke his arm or some shit.
Did break his arm.
R.I.P. Carson Palmer's been real homie.
So
poor little out.
Is there another they just got AP, right? Is there another old quarterback they could just like Drew Brees? You know, like hey, look, Drew Brees, why don't you come
Saints
here?
Saints are a playoff team.
Why
don't
they?
What's Brett
really?
Favre doing?
Saints are nice, dude.
Yeah, they are. What's Brett Favre doing?
He's a little old, man. Guy who was playing 1989.
You just said you want an old quarterback.
I mean, like, old in this era, old, like, you know, like a 36-year-old guy.
Brett Favre was old in this era.
Guy's like 50, bro.
The Cardinals are done. Pack it in.
You see those Wrangler Jean commercials, man. He can still move around a
little
bit.
Pack it in. The Cardinals are The Cardinals are toast. Pack it in. This is a pack complete disaster.
Sell.
You lose Carson Palmer. Anyone who had Carson Palmer, you're fucked, obviously.
Somehow.
Fitz, you're fucked. Yeah. J.J. Nelson, you're fucked. Jerron Brown, you're fucked. John Brown, you're fucked. David Johnson, probably not coming back now this year. You're also probably fucked. Disaster, disaster, disaster.
I want to say that the Arizona Cardinals could be the worst team in the league going forward because they have
100%.
They have just they got nothing going on.
Kuhn thinks he's sneaky now. He's trying to trade Fitz. Like, I think people know fucking Carson Palmer's out for the season, dude.
They go up against the
Rams. Larry Fitzgerald. Oh, yeah.
They go up against the Rams in London. And London got a nice show because
shit kicked out of them.
They Rams. I want to say someone should find Fisher. What's his, the coach?
Jeff Fisher. Homie.
And arrest him for shaving points for last year. There's no way that one guy come in and change the entire culture and they're the fucking the lowest scoring team to the highest scoring team at one year from the next.
Yeah, the guy Sean McVay. Unbelievable.
Well, Connor Cook isn't that good, bro. Like, he's not like to get the one guy.
Cooper Cup.
Oh, yeah, Cooper Cup. My bad.
Put some respect on his name. Yeah. Actually, he's very corny.
Can we not talk about Cooper Cup?
Yeah, no.
That guy fucking bothers me. I don't want to talk about him. I don't like him.
I don't like you.
I was debating drafting him or Zay Jones, and that didn't work out for me.
Should have drafted Juju.
Or him. I drafted the worst out of all of them.
That beat.
I just went for the rankings. I was like, oh, this guy's ranked better. I'm going to draft him.
I do have a regret for not. I was debating between the Saints and Rams defense last week, and I picked the Saints instead of the Rams, and it cost me the all-time high points, and I'm upset about it.
Rams end up kicking the shit out of these guys. So I picked the Cardinals.
Yeah,
that was good job, Dave. That was fucking. What are you thinking?
Well, you know, I didn't. What are you thinking? I didn't expect that the Cardinals were going
to
lose the quarterback.
Don't worry, you made another equally bad pick in a minute. Hold on, let's get to that one.
Oh God, I picked the all right Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Dallas Cowboys at San Francisco. For
oh, Niners hot take. Oh yeah, shit,
Cats pick the Niners.
I picked the Niners.
CJ beat hard,
but it was 40-10.
Dude, I think this guy owed money to loan sharks.
Who, CJ Beathard?
Yeah, because he was putting the ball in Dallas. He was not only turning the ball over, but he was turning the ball over in his red zone. He was just like, yeah, man, I think Dallas needs the ball in fucking 18 on my 18 real quick. Boom. He was getting sack fumbled.
This was the first hashtag vintage Zeke game of the season.
Well, yeah, it's easy to get a mad touchdown and run wild when you're playing the fucking Niners who have nobody.
I mean, really, he was playing. It wasn't the Niners so much as he was playing Feinberg, who's like, you don't think I'm a top three running back?
Him and Gurley.
I'm going to show you what a top three running back looks like.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
can we do a quick top running backs, like top five running backs in the league?
Wow, you did that, man. You weren't here for it, bro? Fournette?
Who's your top three?
Maybe we need to do a refresher.
We've done it every week. My top three is not changing. Fournette's on a bye week.
All right, who you got?
Todd Gurley.
Me and Cats are on the same page here.
Okay. Todd Gurley, Zeke Gurley, and Fournette.
Okay.
No order. Who you got?
Who's number four?
Well, I don't have. I'm
Le'Veon Bell.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
Who's next?
Maybe I'm forgetting someone, but then at that point, I maybe put Kareem Hunt.
Aaron Jones is number five. Come on.
He did have a good run. I can't. Maybe am I missing anyone?
I don't know. I want to say probably, but I don't know for sure. I'm probably just like Tariq Cohen. I don't know. I'm totally with you, Cats. Bell is an easy one at four, but I got another at five. I don't know. I don't think about it.
Yeah, I can't.
Aaron Jones.
Dude, sure. It's not. It's yeah.
I'm fine with it.
He has just about as much as
he had a better week than Kareem Hunt last week. Yeah. So I'm cool with it.
All right.
He's also a spark guy.
Oh, what about you? You agree with the top four and then him?
What was it again? Just in the order.
It was Gurley, Zeke, Fournette,
Le'Veon
Bell.
You know what? I'm putting David Johnson at five. Fuck all you.
Oh, I forgot. Well, he's hurt. Let's just.
I don't care.
All right. Well, he is five. Well, he's actually one, but I mean.
He's top five.
When healthy, that guy's an animal. But he has no one on his team, but he's doing.
He's top five.
All right. So, yeah. Anyway, I think this guy owed some dough. That's the only way I could explain.
Or just sucks.
I was pounding the table all season for him because I hate Brian Hoyer. I don't know, man. This guy, he might not be better.
Brian Hoyer worth every penny.
CJ
Beathard's got a little bit of swag. I think he's just
got
to work.
Swag?
I think he's got to work out some kinks.
So bad.
He's seen double, bro. That guy's got his clock.
Give him another.
I think he had 15 fantasy points last week.
No way.
Look it up.
That would shock me.
Look it up.
With the minus 12 he surely had for turnovers.
No, look it up. Look it up. I swear to God.
He must have lost two fumbles and thrown four picks, bro.
No, it's it seemed worse than it was.
How, what the hell is the final score of that game?
He lost fumbles, but I don't think he threw many picks.
He threw.
And he ran a touchdown.
Like, that was negated by his turnovers for sure.
It was like a Cam Newton game.
It was not like...
Wait, let's get the stats up.
All right, go to the next game. I'll pull up this idiot.
All right,
stats.
We had the Seattle Seahawks going to the East Coast and facing our Giants.
Smoke show.
Well, it was close up until about the end of the third quarter.
Until Russell Wilson decided to just fucking.
No, but like the Giants defense is literally out there the entire time. We eventually got caught over the top trying to blitz.
Overcompensate,
And dude, the defense. I'll give the defense credit. Defense played very well all game, and then they had to take a couple of shots at Wilson, maybe make something happen for the offense, and the offense couldn't do anything outside of Evans. And then the one time, the second big
Evan Ingram.
Evan Ingram. The second big Evan Ingram play, it gets called back from a fucking holding on some dick. And I was just, the Giants, I can't wait for the season.
I'm giving nobody credit, the Giants blow.
I just can't wait for the season to end, man. Like,
yeah, I hope they lose every game from here on out.
Winning games is detrimental.
So CJ Beathard, so his passing numbers were as bad. 235, no TDs, no picks. Yeah. But
he's like, yeah, you know, he had a decent game.
No. Fantasy wise, he did have 30 yards and a rushing TD.
Yeah.
So he probably salvaged his day a little. He probably had 10.
He had like a couple of FLs. He had a couple of FLs.
Two fumbles.
Two FLs.
How many picks?
No picks.
No picks. Yeah, I told you.
He probably had like 7 to 10 points.
No picks. He just can't. Was the
two
Niners,
fumbles, two fumbles.
The Niners in general
in the red zone, right? They both
I don't
in the
know.
Red zone. I think so.
I don't know, dude. They were getting the fucking their doors beat in, bro. Like the last game of the 4 o'clock was Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers. Denver Broncos must have forgotten to play football. They get shut out.
The Broncos are fucking frauds.
They've never been good.
How many times do I have to say it on this podcast?
Getting shut out by the Chargers.
Blow.
The Chargers are coming to New England next week. I don't want to bury the lead, but
anyway, Chargers shut these dicks out.
Doc Marius Thomas had 16 yards, I think.
Yeah, I played them.
We have the. I want to say in the Sunday Night Football game, Patriots cheating again, bro. Fog rolling in the second half, man.
Did you see Bill Belichick with the fog machine?
Yeah, man. He was dumping fog. He's like, game's too close. Fog these bitches out. And they scored no points up until Julio Jones touched.
At the very end of the game,
yeah.
Right?
Falcons. Yeah. Falcons blow.
They just...
I've never seen a team miss an offensive coordinator more in my life.
Yeah.
Sarkisian?
Yeah, he's a zero.
You know Sarkisian's history, right? He was kicked out of SC for, like, drug and alcohol issues. He was picked up at the end of the season for Alabama when, what's his name, Giffen left. He left.
Lane Kiffin
left.
Sounded like
I was like, what the fuck? I'm about seven beers deep.
Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
I would have bought that too.
Lane Kiffin left that team to go to, I think, Florida Atlantic, and they picked up Sarkisian at the very end. He fucked up the national championship game, and they're like, oh, you're available?
We just lost Shanahan.
Yeah, we lost Shanahan. Like, come on down. Yeah. Like, it was ridiculous. The whole thing has just been insane.
I feel like they should have just got another Shanahan instead. Like,
yeah,
go get it. There's got to be another Shanahan out there.
Chip Kelly.
No, I'm just saying, literally, get another Shanahan.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
I'm sure they got another brother or cousin.
The whole
or something.
Thing was insane. The whole way Sarkisian got the job. I don't know.
That team just looks fucking awful.
Clueless. I thought maybe they got Sarkisian and basically Matt Ryan would just be running the show like Peyton Manning has done.
Matt Ryan is back to his pre-MVP season form.
Yeah,
he
is who we thought he is.
Those Super Bowl muscles got shrunk real quick.
Yeah.
He is who we thought he is.
Yeah.
The guy I traded for a third-round pick.
Yeah, he's back to that.
He's back to that.
The New England Patriots ended up beating the shit out of these guys. Finally, Monday Night Football, Carson Wentz again, man. 4 touchdown passes.
Beast mode.
The guy, he's. I think now that Aaron Rodgers is hurt, he's right there with that Brady category as being one of the, like, at least fantasy.
He's ranked as QB1 this week on my fourth.
Well, he's going against the Niners. He should. I feel this is a trap week. He's going to put up like a duck. This is a dud. But he should kick the shit out of these guys. I mean, in Philadelphia, playing against probably the worst team in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Carson Wentz, is he legit at this point?
Yeah,
I think he's legit.
I think he is.
Totally legit. I mean,
I've been hating for as long as I can. I can't hold out anymore.
I haven't been hating, but I haven't been like fully endorsing him.
No, he looks like an absolute stud.
Him and Goff from year one to year two,
the difference is insane.
Yeah, because Goff looked like the worst player in the NFL. Like,
he was. Wentz, that wasn't your eyes didn't fool you. He was statistically the worst player in the NFL.
And Wentz didn't look that great. And then
Wentz was bad last year.
He started off good.
Second half of the season was terrible. His yards per average was like 5. Like he was whack.
Well, and he got some weapons.
Nice.
Yeah, they both look good this year.
And Wentz is a good athlete, man. He makes plays with his legs when he needs to.
A little update. After this week, I'm 49-56-2. Miller, you're 56-1. So we got like a half a game difference between us.
Ooh.
It's getting close here. You're gonna write your. You want to write on the current one so I could. All right. So Mike, you're gonna read us down the games here. We'll start picking them up.
Some games this week.
This is was this week 8 in the NFL?
So
halfway there.
We started
living on a prayer. Yeah.
We started out last night with one of the worst games. I would venture to say one of the worst games in the history of football.
I wasn't so bad.
Another Thursday night, fucking.
At least there was one team scoring points.
Yeah.
40 zit.
Shout out to Watts for dropping the Ravens defense, and I got to pick them up, and they put up a 30 spot last night.
Oh man. Who are you playing this week?
Just wait to see the Bills do this week, bro.
I'm playing the actual Don Kamarius Thomas.
Oh, my God.
The actual.
Although he put up he got a Jeremy Maclin touchdown out of fucking. Like, I don't know who he sold his soul to for that. Get that fucking touchdown. Jeremy Maclin fucking. The corpse of Jeremy Maclin touchdown.
What do we pick?
You and Watts picked Miami.
Oh.
I picked Baltimore. Because I don't know how you could ever pick Miami. But sure.
And I got that wrong. All right, what's up next, Mike?
Sorry, we're making them back right now.
Let's get it.
First game of the week, 9:30 a.m. Vikings -9.5 versus Cleveland in London.
I mean, it's so difficult to take Cleveland. Like, how could you I don't even know rationalization. I'm taking Minnesota, but because I don't even know how you rationalize. Stephon Diggs is supposed to come back.
Stephon Diggs is supposed to be playing
after a strong showing against the Titans. I'm going back on that Cleveland train, bro. 9 points. The Minnesota Vikings.
I'm with
bro.
You, Cats.
That's good.
In London, give me 9.5.
The money is going to be on Cleveland. I mean, Minnesota. I'm taking
the money is not going to be anywhere near this game. Nobody with any money.
Nobody's going to wake up for that.
Two X squads in London. Yeah, I'm going to stay.
I think Minnesota's legit. I mean,
you are mistaken.
Next game: Chicago Bears at Superdome. New Orleans Saints.
What's the spread?
New Orleans -9. I'll go first on this one.
-9.
I'm going to take the Saints to cover that. I'm going to say New Orleans covers -9. Cats or Watts, somebody go.
I'm going to take the Saints, too. I don't see if they're going to get down. They're on the turf, man. If they get down.
The Saints defense is sneaky nice.
There's no way that the Bears could keep up with this, in any scoring in general.
Yeah, Cats, I'm predicting 15-plus points for the Saints defense this week in fantasy.
Hey, Cats, you hit it on the head. Once the Saints get up, there's no way.
You're not coming back completing 6 passes.
Yeah, maybe all. Well, you know, Tanner Gentry's going to be open. But
are you picking Chicago?
I'm not picking Chicago.
Tanner Gentry's number one fan is not even picking.
But shouts to Tanner Gentry. I'll see you next week.
All right, Watts, you can start us off with this one. Atlanta -5.5 at your New York Jets.
I got to take the Jets in this one. Fucking Sarkisian, he has no concept, no understanding. Jets play tough. I'll take the points.
What was the spread again?
5.5.
For who?
The Jets are getting 5.5 points. They're home.
J-E-T-S.
Against who?
Atlanta Falcons are visiting.
I'm going to go Falcons, man.
I'm with you, Cats. I'm going to go Falcons.
Fucking whack, bro.
The Jets don't even want to win this game.
I'd rather be wrong with the Falcons than right with the Jets.
All right. Next game, we got Carolina at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay -2.5 at home. I'm going to break my own rule and take Carolina +2.5.
I am with you on that one, Mike. Apparently, Tampa Bay is getting healthy on defense.
That's actually – we don't do this a lot in this podcast. We just let everything fly, but that actually is fake news.
Is that fake news?
That is fake
news. Okay, this is what I'm hearing.
No, they just
but
lost.
But I'm still not – I still can't
just
believe
lost,
it.
Just lost, like, their leading defensive end and, like, 3 guys in their secondary.
Okay.
They're toast.
Toast.
Carolina has historically had a problem going into Tampa Bay. I'm going to take Tampa Bay on
that
this
is
one.
True also.
Also, Carolina's fucking blows, so there's that.
What was the spread for the Tampa?
2.5.
All right.
Next game. Uh-oh. San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles.
You don't have to tell me the spread. I'm taking the Eagles in this one.
-12.5.
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles, man. Me and Wentz.
I'm taking the Niners and that C.J. Beathard swag, the deceptive points. I just think there's going to be...
What?
I think there's going to be a ton of money on Philly.
I'm going to take Philly. I want to take San Fran because 12.5 points is a lot.
It's going to be like
13. But the Eagles' defense is nice. That's the problem.
Their run the Eagles defense is good. Their secondary is
the
trash.
Best.
But I guess
San Francisco is going to score enough points this game.
The Eagles are the best team in the NFC by far. And they're playing the worst team in the NFL by far.
Cleveland, Miami.
Cleveland has stars on it, I want to say. I mean, Joe Thomas. Oh, he got hurt.
All right. So, moving on. Oakland at Buffalo. Buffalo -2.5. Oakland traveling west to east. Who you got, Cats?
I know who you got. You've been talking about Ty God this whole time about the Oakland secondary. I say Derek Carr and the Oakland Raiders are making a run, man. Derek Carr is the comeback kid. I love Derek Carr.
Wrong.
Man.
Buffalo's got some secondary
fake
issues.
News,
fake news.
Wrong.
Phillip, what was this 2.5. Phillip Gaines is out for Buffalo. Amari Cooper is probably going to continue his streak and just fucking eat. But I'm taking Buffalo.
I'm taking Buffalo, too. The Ralph is a very difficult place to play.
For who? The fucking
for
Bills?
For the Bills. Especially at the Super Bowl.
When was the last time they finished above 8-8? Like,
no, what are they, 4-3?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're well on their way to 8-8, bro.
No, they're
all right, next game of the week. Oh, 10 points. All right. Colts at Bengals. Bengals -10. I talked some shit earlier in this podcast. I got to pick the Bengals. I think they win by 3 touchdowns.
I every time you pick the Bengals, it just loses me money, man. So I'm going to go.
Take Indy plus 10.
You know, after getting smashed, I'm going to go with the Bengals, too. Colts suck.
Pussy. Bengals.
Bengals across the board. John Ross breakout game. You heard it here first.
What was it? How
10 points. 10 points.
Oh, the Bills are 4-2, by the way. Just FYI.
So what?
Okay. I think the Dolphins had a winning record before yesterday also. The Bills are actually kind of nice, though.
Keep hitting.
Here you go, Watts. I'll let you start this one off.
Okay, what's up?
Los Angeles Chargers at New England Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going Chargers. How many points are we getting?
7.
Oh, you're out of your fucking mind.
Okay, well, next week I expect an apology. Maybe I'll come back on the podcast.
You should come back.
I like the Chargers defense. Who got hurt for the
Dante Hightower?
Yeah,
he's out for the season.
Out for the season.
Oh, so they're still going to be the worst defense in the league.
Chargers. Right? The Chargers have the right type of team that they could pressure
Exactly.
Brady.
Exactly. I like.
I have never seen the Chargers get the
Bosa and Ingram. I mean, Bosa and Ingram.
I'll take
filthy.
Those points all day, son.
I have never seen the Chargers get the better of the Patriots. Bill Belichick is going to put just a beat down on these Chargers, bro.
They haven't beat down anybody this whole year. Who have they beaten down?
Saints.
Kicked the shit out of those guys.
Okay, that was, 5 weeks ago?
It was week 2.
Yeah.
They beat the shit out of the Falcons last night, on Sunday.
I would say
they did beat the shit out of
the Falcons. They won by 13?
Falcons suck. I mean, it was a garbage time
keep
TV.
Keep the fucking fog machines
right, you know
home.
What?
Let's
go. I'm going to take New England because that's my ride or die. Fuck it. Cats, you're taking the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm 100% taking
SD.
The Patriots.
SD.
What was the spread on that?
Oh, I said SD. See, yeah. I still can't get
LAC,
it over.
LAC, 7 points.
LAC, I'll take the touchdown.
Houston at Seattle. Seattle -5.5.
I love Seattle in this game.
Ooh,
Deshaun Watson comes back to earth.
Ooh.
Enough.
I'm taking the Houston Texans, bro. I think that Deshaun Watson just is having a stellar year this year. The Seattle Seahawks aren't doing it for me this year. They barely beat the Giants last week, man.
I hear
they
you.
By like
the
three
Seahawks
scores,
suck.
Four scores.
That was at the end when the Giants were just
fucking
whipping
the
ball. The
problem is the Texans also suck. I'm going to take Seattle.
The Texans, I think, are good, though.
No, they're not. Do you remember them playing Cincinnati?
That was week 2,
yes.
bro.
Yes.
That
remember
was with Tom
it.
Savage. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
That was Tom Savage.
I think Watson might have been in that game.
Savage
got replaced in the first quarter
yes,
of the first
game
of the
right,
season.
That's right.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
The second game.
Cats.
You're wrong.
Cats.
Well, Deshaun Watson had like a 50-yard run in that game for a touchdown.
That may be true. That was the worst game of all time.
He won that game.
That's fine.
Yeah,
nobody deserved to win that game.
Yeah, you know what that stat line sounds like? C.J. Beathard's last week. So.
No. Another good game here.
Wait, I didn't pick anybody, did I?
Oh, I'm sorry. You picked Houston.
I'm sorry.
You picked Jay Chan, yeah.
You picked Houston. Divisional rivalry game, Cowboys minus two at the Washington Redskins.
Skins. I'm taking the Skins.
Wow. I'm going to take the Cowboys to eat.
I'm going to take the Cowboys as well.
I'm taking the Skins.
That Washington offensive line.
Give me Kirk Cousins all day.
Washington offensive line is banged up, man.
They are banged up, but
Dallas is going to fucking sack them like 1,000 times.
Kirk Cousins can make up for a lot of that, and I think Dallas is...
The Martavis Bryant-less Pittsburgh Steelers at the surprisingly, with Golden Tate, probably Detroit Lions. Pittsburgh minus three on the road.
I'm taking the Lions with the points. Home dogs.
I am going to take Detroit as well with the points.
Detroit.
Give me Pittsburgh, man. I like to meet the Pittsburgh, man. They're always gonna win like 10 games.
They suck on the road.
I predict a Big Ben injury in this game, by the way.
Final game of the week, divisional matchup.
Remember that.
Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City home, giving up 7 points.
I'll take the Broncos with those points. I think KC wins, but give me those points. I gotta
agree with you.
Give me those points, dog.
I'm going to take Denver in the 7 points.
I got you back, bro. Give me...
Yeah!
No. I'm saying Feinberg. I got the KC, bro.
Oh,
they're
woo-hoo.
Coming back. We're losing two in a row. They're going to come down and beat down the...
Brock Osweiler is coming for that ass.
No, man. Brock Osweiler. Honestly, some teams just have trouble with some teams, and KC just gets the better of that team, man.
There was no three across the board.
What? Yeah, okay. We'll take a timeout before we go
Let's
on.
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Yeah.
Keep it open.
All right. All right. So we're back, and we're going to do our Craig Carton Lock 'em Up of the Week. Mike, who are you locking up this week?
If I can say this without throwing it in my mouth, I'm going to pick Carolina.
Oh, my God. Carolina.
Spend all the podcast talking shit about how much they suck. I don't like it either.
Watts, the buzzsaw.
Mm-hmm. Los Angeles Chargers.
The Chargers.
I expect the apology next week, Cats.
You will get it if you win, but I want an apology if you lose.
On a signed $20 bill.
Where's my $20 bill?
I actually have a $20 bill here today. I still owe you that, right?
Yeah, you still owe me the $20. I'll give you a Sharpie in a minute.
Ooh.
No, I want nice and bold because I'm going to frame it and put it up on here. All right,
cool.
What was it? And I'm going to pick the opposite of you, Miller. I'm gonna
going
to go with Tampa Bay as my Craig Carton Lock 'em Up of the Week. All right, so let's get into what everyone wants to hear, man. It's the Fantasy League, man.
Yeah, bud.
Let's just quickly review last week's scores and who won.
Let's.
And all right, so first game of the week was me versus Steve tanking at, honestly, I prefer the score was closer than it was just because Carson Wentz.
He had a pretty good week.
Well, yeah, he had 130 points.
Yeah.
But Carson Wentz, I was at like 40, and like Carson Wentz just did me like a solid, made me look a little respectable.
Yeah, I mean, but you would have been there if you started Derek Carr too. You would have been in the same boat. Carr had a great game also.
Yeah, I left a lot of points on the bench. I left Stills and
Ginn came out of nowhere.
I mean. Well, I was thinking about starting Ginn because I started Ginn in the other league I'm in with you three. I started him, and he ended up having a great day. And I just, what can you do, man? I can't actually bring up the. Can we bring up the stuff?
Results from last week?
I'm like, I got no service right now. But I ended up losing to Steve. Bad loss for me. So Watts, who did you play last week?
I played Donk.
Play Donker?
Smacked him.
We're having technical difficulties here on the league podcast. My internet's gone. Let me pause it for a second. All right, thank you, Miller, for your phone. All right, so we have the Wiz. You didn't beat the shit out of Donk. You won by like 14 points. That's like you beat him. you beat him. It was never in doubt.
It actually was in doubt until like about 5 p.m. there was a lot more like bravado going on than than was reality. Donk Marius actually did nothing, like just totally crapped out.
He had 16 yards.
Yeah, failed, just totally failed Donk. and his hashtag fake tank mode. I know you called him out last week for fake tanking, and he really was, but when you play a real person, you get exposed. So.
Well, when you play a real person, you get exposed.
Real teams do real things.
So anyway, that was business as usual for the buzzsaw, taking down Donk. Then we have Cheese playing
FKA Cole McDowell on the panty side.
I mean, you got 30 points out of the Jaguars D and snuck by Launchpad. Embarrassing.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Again, cheese. I think you're on the low. You're on the lowest low trying to tank. I think that you're this whole
cheese is not trying to tank. Cheese is trying to.
Yo, cheese thinks he's nice, and I tell
desperately
you,
trying to get a running back to make
Scott,
a run.
Scott Schechter thinks he's fucking nice too. Until
he is the quintessential tanking without knowing.
Yes,
he's gonna make the playoffs because the bottom
he's
half.
He's not gonna make the playoffs.
Who's
playoffs?
You said Scott Schechter.
Oh no!
That's what he said.
Scott Richardson.
I'll tell you,
Cheese will probably grossly make the playoffs.
I'm sorry. You think Launchpad? He thinks his team's nice.
He does. Of course he does.
Do you know who Launchpad is? You don't know. You got to spend more time with Launchpad.
How?
He fucking lives in San Diego. Like, how the hell am I supposed to spend any time with that guy?
Well, he'll be here for Feinberg's wedding, so...
I'll see him at the
wedding. Just book him for 24 hours straight.
So people who don't know Schechter on the League podcast, he
not his name?
Scott Schechter?
Schechter?
It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what his name is. Well, anyway, he loves San Diego. The first time I met him, he wore a San Diego hoodie, and he took that off. It was getting a little hot at Miller's house playing a little pong. He had a San Diego t-shirt underneath that, and I was just like, well, you really repping where you fucking came from, man. Your team sucks, though. So
that was everything you just said is facts.
Shout out to Launchpad, though. We traveled through Europe together, and...
And
it was real.
Thank you for the Tim Ferriss hookup.
Yes,
even though Miller does not agree with Tim Ferriss,
change your life, but you know,
well, 90-something pounds lost, man.
Nah, I give you the credit.
Shout out to Cats.
Ultimately, I did the work, but Tim Ferriss gave me the guidelines. You know,
fuck that guy.
Why do you hate on this guy?
I hate him.
I think you met him. Tim Ferriss is fake news. I think you met him kind
of
like you did Nathan for you this week, but like he wasn't cool like Nathan for you. You're probably like, yo, get away from me, fucking get off my nuts, like.
The fact that you would put Tim Ferriss and Nathan Fielder in the same sentence is a complete blasphemy. And I want to say my part of the podcast is not stand by putting those two ever in the same sentence unless you're being like, wow, Nathan Fielder is the coolest, awesome, most awesome person in the entire world, and Tim Ferriss blows. That's the only kind of sentence I want those two in together.
So anyway, Cheese beat, I believe, Justin last week?
No, he beat
Launchpad. Oh, this week one. I'm sorry.
Cheese beat Launchpad last week by like 10 points. He got 30 points. He scored like 70 points, and he got 30 points. I mean, the guy couldn't be any luckier. He got 30 points from his defense. He got 30 points from Alex Smith, who he was only forced to start because Jameis Winston was questionable.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, here we go. Cheese beat, Mahi Mahi. But only beat him by 4 points. Again.
I saw Cheese's point. He has points. They're fake points, though. It's all an illusion.
It's so bad.
Then we have Herman versus Woods in the...
Tank bowl.
And who cares?
Herman, enough.
Next game.
Slightly out edged Woods in that one.
Next.
Then we have Kuhn losing by a slight margin to James.
Is James in the come up? Is James' team real?
Yeah.
He's not Miller or Feinberg or you, but he's right there.
Oh, and me. I'm honored.
Buzzle, you got a nickname. James, just James, man. Like, no one, because you know, there's no buzz about his team. Like, you know, it's like no one's got any like good things to say. It's like, ah, he's all right, you know. But like you got Dave with the buzzsaw. Miller's team's obviously juggernaut. Feinberg's got clearly a good team. James is like, yeah, he'll be there at the end. He'll be the last six teams. I think he's in the playoff team for sure. Then you have the Miller Feinberg matchup, which got Feinberg super salty. So Feinberg was wrong in his running back argument. He obviously saw some people that were traded to Miller go off on him that he was complaining about.
Don't forget Amari Cooper ruining his Chiefs.
Oh, and I forgot Amari Cooper put up 44 points on his Chiefs on him on the week.
He dropped passes too. He could have dropped like 300 yards and like.
I started the KC kicker, I guess.
And you started the kicker who had like 14
15 points.
Butker or whatever the fuck.
Harrison
is his name?
Goetker.
Butker, right?
Goetker.
Goetker.
Yeah.
It's a G.
Yeah, greatest of all time.
You gotta have everything that is Chiefs.
You want to beat Feinberg, you got to use his own weapons against him. You got to play the Chiefs, play the own Chiefs at him.
You got to play Chiefs at Feinberg.
It neutralizes his power.
All right, so
that was a great week. I just want to bask in it.
Relive it.
Okay, so moving on to this week, week 8.
Let's just go back to last week for a minute. All
right, we'll go back to last week.
No, I'm just fucking with
you. All right. Going on to this week, we have me versus the Buzzsaw over here. I'm up. I played my defense and Stills, and you played
Buck Allen.
Buck Allen. I'm up by like 6 points. I think that's the last time I'll be up until Sunday.
Well, I told you I had some surprises, right? I told you I had some surprises. Big surprise.
What?
Big announcement. Big announcement. I'm going to start it off with a song because that's how I do it. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Did it?
Can't be Drake because, oh! Oh, I know what this means.
What?
You don't know this song? This is a legendary song, Brian Katz.
I don't know this song.
That's the introduction of Mark Morrison's Return of the Mac. I will be promoting
Return of the Mac.
I will be promoting Marlon Mack, starting him against you,
bro.
We are going to be hot.
Hold on. You got to think about this.
Hot.
Who are they playing?
You're calling up Marlon Mack. You're claiming Tanner Gentry. You're gonna have some fucking roster squeeze issues here, Watts.
You just deal with these problems as they come along.
What are you trying to lose to me, Watts? And
my prediction is Donk promotes
Tanner Gentry because Tanner Gentry.
Yeah, I think he promotes
because he's having a good week. So
yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
By the way,
I could always withdraw my offer. Right?
You can. No, that's not how it
works. No withdrawal.
Who the hell?
No.
Who? They?
Well, I didn't really do it officially yet. On the, I just did it for radio.
Who's the Indianapolis Colts playing?
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
They're going to get fucking slapped, bro. Like,
okay, yes, exactly. They're going to be down in the game, and they're going to be.
So they're going to start running it?
No, they're going to be fucking throwing the ball to him.
Dumping it off the Mac?
Yes.
I can see it.
I think you're trying to lose.
Don't be scared.
To me, bro.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
I'm not scared. You're fucking playing. Don't be scared. Mac. Like, who cares?
Oh, yeah. All right. So there's going to be two apologies. All apologies.
All right. How many points does he have to score for me to apologize to? Because I'm not going to apologize if he has like 11 points.
I would say over under is 10.
Right.
I've already made the decree that
I'm
11
saying,
points.
Like,
I'm
not what's a reasonable expectation for Marlon Mack?
I don't know. Like, if he scores like 15 points, I'm not going to be like, oh, you really proved me wrong over there. He had a great day. Like,
15 points, I think is an apology.
Why? You break one big run and you
just. So it's cut the difference 12, 12 and a half?
He already said 15 points, he's not apologizing.
No, I know, but.
If he goes nuts, if he wins you the week, then I'll apologize. I'll be like, all right, well, that guy killed
me. So who would you be starting Mac over?
I have like.
Can we even know the guy?
Well, Aaron Jones on bye. You're starting McKinnon, you're starting Buck Allen, you're starting Mac.
It's a neat start. It's not even like you're promoting him because you're like, I have the premonition. This is his week.
So you're starting him over Martavis, who's inactive.
Randall Cobb, Frank Gore.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. I'm glad you mentioned this. This is a need start, not a want start. Double up on Marlon Mack. Fucking bring that bitch on.
I brought you right where I wanted to catch.
Yeah, apparently, I'm getting a third win.
I'm gonna hold on to this $20 bill. You're going to be signing two $20 bills for me next week and apologize.
Well, first of all, I would never put up that $20 bill for anything. you thought the Cleveland Cavaliers were going to lose a game to the fucking – to who?
Indiana Pacers.
Actually, they lost
– Why are you so in on Indiana, bro? Like, I don't –
Yeah, they
won that game by 1 point. Yeah, I think there was like –
They last shot of the game. If that guy hits that
and
shot.
And then there was another game they were up 30 and
you
don't
hear
losing.
Of a saying that if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
I would say that was a bad bet for you to make, Cats, but it turned out it worked out for you.
I'm never betting against LeBron in any of the Eastern Conference
I hear
playoffs.
You.
All right.
Back to reality.
Now, the next game, Mahi Mahi Ajayi versus
Doc Merritt. That's almost as bad to me as Cole Mibel. What are the fucking cheese?
That was the worst.
I
like
don't like the way it sounds. I don't like it.
I like
it.
Mahi Mahi Ajayi.
I don't like it.
Scheckner?
I like it just as much as Scheckner. Like, so.
I wish Scheckner was his team name.
What's Scheckner? Scott
Who cares?
Scheckner?
Schechter.
Schechter? What am I saying? Scheckner?
Yeah. Doesn't matter what you're fucking name.
All right, whatever. I'm sorry, it's the launch pad.
It's basically like Scott Richardson.
All right, yeah.
That's great, too.
Who the hell?
Jeez. He literally doesn't remember it.
Richmond? Scott Richmond? That's his name? Yeah. Not Richardson?
That's right.
Did you write out his check at his wedding to Scott Richardson?
I think so. Or cheese.
Cheese Richardson?
No. I think that when I was about to write a check, I was like, I don't know his name, man.
Let me get some cash.
You guys gave him gifts? I just bought him a beer. I figure we're good.
Yeah, no, that's the cheese gift is the one solitary beer of seasonal ale.
Yeah.
Off season, of course. Okay, so we have
Summer 16.
Mahi Mahi Ajayi launchpad versus the Donk Marius Thomas, which is Steve. So who's got this, guys?
Launchpad is not winning a game the rest of the season.
Really?
Yes, really. Yeah, and it won't be close.
I have to play him.
And you're going to destroy him. His team is awful and decimated by injuries, and it's over. He's done. He's not breaking 75 points the rest of the season. He's toast.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Launchpad, but no shot, bro.
Yeah, I got to go Steve here as well. We have Woods versus Cheese in the
next.
In the I know I'm bad versus the I think I'm good ball.
Woods, I mean, you catch Woods before that in a bye. It's not going to be pretty.
I'm going to say this is the nail in Cheese's coffin this year. I said, I'm calling Woods a win. I'm saying 94-90 Woods.
I'm going to say the one chance Woods has is there's rumors that the Houston Texans may entire team may walk out, which wouldn't be great if you have Hopkins and Fuller.
Everybody.
So, yeah. I'm still going to – I got to pick Cheese, though. Woods is just in rough shape.
I
do love Andy Dalton this week, though.
I want to pick Woods, but
we all do.
I'm picking Woods because fuck Cheese. Okay.
I respect him.
Respect.
Taking pictures of you in court and shit.
Yeah. What the fuck? That was crazy. That was just blowing my
creep shots. Creep shots.
James versus Justin and the. I think that the Justin is. He says he's tanking, but I don't believe.
He's definitely tanking.
I don't know. I always feel Justin's got something up his sleeve.
He just traded with Calvin Benjamin.
But rumors, we all know.
Rumors have it. There may
are
be
you
more.
Accusing him of fake tank? Hashtag fake tank.
Rumors yes. have it. There may be more on the way.
Well, he each offered me Julio, which is like, bro, I'm last. Like, what do I want from Julio Jones?
That's true. Yeah, depending on the market, there may not be more on the way. But I do think Herman is trying to lose. So I'm going to go with James here.
James. I got to go with James, too. And then
Staten Island, what?
Happy birthday, Jimbo.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jimbo, Staten Island, son.
We have last game of the week is Arrogant Donk. We have Donker versus Miller Time.
Ooh.
I know we got confused. Donk Marius Thomas is Steve.
Yeah, right. We didn't get confused. Maybe you got
Arrogant
confused.
Donk is still Arrogant
No, you
Donk.
Said Donk was going to win another game this year, right?
No. I said Launchpad's not
oh,
winning
Launchpad,
another game
Launchpad,
this year.
I'm sorry. All right, I was getting confused.
I stand by that, by the way.
All right. We have you versus Donk. I gotta go. You're clearly killing.
I got a nice start to the week. I got shout out to the homie Dan Watts for dropping Baltimore defense. I got a 30 point effort out of the Baltimore defense.
Just wait to see what Buffalo does this week. Sorry.
So yeah,
Street
I mean, despite the corpse of Macklin having a fucking miracle touchdown.
He started Macklin.
Oh yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's balls. Yeah. Well, that's what you do when you're 10.
So he tried that on me. I'm probably gonna pull it out.
All right.
The rumor is potential for massive weather problems in New England this weekend, which
mad fog, bro. This is rolling out.
No, there's supposed to be like
that makes my
there's like a
LAC.
Tornado coming or some shit when you're starting Gronk, Chris Hollywood, Hulk Hogan, and Gronkowski. It's not
Tom
great.
Brady.
Yeah. Brady, Gronk, and Hogan. It's not great for me. So, Donk's not a shot against me.
Nah, I don't think he's got a shot at all. I think Miller wins this.
I do think it would hurt Donk
50
more.
50 points easy. You scored 30 points.
I think it would hurt Donk more to win than it would hurt me to lose.
I think you might break the record of points this week. You got
that's
the.
Not happening. If I couldn't do it last week, I'm not doing it this week.
All right. So,
the thing is, Mills is saying that basically a fucking hurricane needs to happen in order for him to lose. Like, when's the last time a hurricane happened in fucking Foxborough, New England, you know? I will take Miller as well.
All right, guys. So, who's getting the Disco Era Award? Who's scoring the least amount of points?
Launchpad.
Damn. Because Launchpad's my homie. I got to take Justin Herman. Paul Richardson, thank you.
Seattle Houston's going to Seattle. I think that Cheese is going to have the lowest score of the
yes,
week.
Yes, fuck you, Cheese.
That's his two biggest guys. Not to mention Denver's playing in KC.
Emmanuel Sanders out anyway. Who cares?
Then that's his like next best guy. Like T.Y. Hilton sucks because his team sucks. He no one's trading him a running back.
I had a league run. He's got a league running back. Not just any Joe Schmo off the street. Not just the fucking Kareem Hunt.
You gotta be handy with a steal if you know what I mean.
I gotta go Cheese on this one. All right, guys, who's going ham? Who's got the high score of the week?
Me.
I'm gonna go Steve. I think his team is due for a little 150. He builds off last week.
You. You're going
I have to pick myself. I'd be doing myself a disservice and everybody out there listening.
I'm going to go Miller. Miller, you already got 30-something points for me defense, bro.
No, just 30. Don't exaggerate.
What, 30 points for me D? Yeah, I'm going to go
was
Miller.
My defense.
All right.
For FKA, Wiz defense.
Before we move on, can we do a little grading the trade?
Oh yeah,
grade the trade.
Let's get the we have
Herman's love affair with a certain wide receiver who may or may not look like Whoopi Goldberg has finally ended.
He does look a fat bitch. I mean, so he has traded him to Steve for what was the exact?
The 2019 first, Steve's, mm-hmm. and the 2019 third, also Steve's.
Somehow Steve always is trading his picks, but somehow he's drafting a little bit too.
He mostly just trades Keenan a whole bunch of bullshit for all of Keenan's draft picks because Keenan doesn't have internet wherever he goes to vacation.
Well, St. Martin got destroyed, so I don't know if Keenan's going to go there this year.
He'll go to like a cave with Al-Qaeda and they won't have internet either this year.
Wherever he's going, he will not be with us because he's not fracturing his ankle again.
Correct.
Oh, he's not allowed to go.
He's not allowed to go.
I mean, Miller, you did put the kibosh on his leg, bro.
That was, as history will show, and I have witnesses, that was 50% me, 50% other people.
Yeah, you can't have one without the other, right?
I hear you.
All right.
Things happen.
So, I like that trade for both parties. I think it gives Steve another guy that, because his bench was terrible.
His
he had no depth.
Third receiver, I don't know, you know who he's replacing. Like Brandon LaFell? Like, I don't know who.
He's playing him this week, Brandon LaFell.
No, I'm saying, but like, well, going forward, yeah. Because Brandon Marshall died, like, I don't know, you know who his third receiver was.
Yeah, so like, it gives him like a legit
it's
receiver.
A legit,
yeah.
I hate Calvin Benjamin, but he's a legit upgrade over whoever the fuck Steve was going to start.
Yeah. He 2 years from now, first round pick, Justin. He's building for the future. I think he got the best he could get for that.
You're
Calvin
not getting
Benjamin.
More than a first.
You wouldn't get this year's first
no
round
chance.
Pick. You might
unless
you
get a super late one. Like,
who's even trading him a late first round pick?
You already heard my grades.
I would think somebody in.
Did you hear my grades in the chat, Steve?
Could you repeat them?
Yes, please.
You no, I'm saying you can.
I will.
Okay.
So,
we're
so
waiting.
Repeat.
Repeat them.
Motherfucker.
Steve, D+.
D+.
Justin?
A-.
All right.
I think Calvin Benjamin's awful. I think this is a desperate trade for Steve. And the spiral down continues.
All right. Was there any other trades? There was a couple, right?
There was Watts trading a 2019 second for Seattle wide receiver Paul, not Scott, Richardson.
Paul Richardson, that's the number two over there, right?
He's the number something.
Soon to be number one.
Their shit is fluid.
He's not good. Doug Baldwin's by far better than
that guy. It's like Baldwin number one, and then it like fluctuates between Tyler Lockett and this guy.
And Baldwin plays in the slot, so.
I thought Tyler Lockett did that.
No, Tyler Lockett plays on the outside.
He does?
Yeah.
Tyler Lockett is like, he could be great, but he just sucks.
Right.
I don't know. Like he had such a good, like.
Do you want to hear my grades?
I totally agree
one?
With that. Oh, I'd love to hear your grades.
Okay. Wiz, A+.
No, plus?
No, just an A+.
All right.
Solid. And then Herman, B. Solid B.
All right. Was there any other trades?
I think that was it.
Do you guys agree?
I don't necessarily agree.
I want to say.
You don't think I got an A+?
You both get a C because I don't care about any of the pieces you trade. Well, yeah. You traded for Juju Smith.
That was a couple weeks ago.
That was a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
No. All right, well,
Before the Juju hype train went
but
into full
steam. That's the kind of trades you need to make. Not the big names. Not the big names. They don't get the attention.
The Paul Richardson's
out there.
Yeah. I do like Paul Richardson. And I mean.
What'd you trade again for?
A 2019 second.
Do we even know 2019's happening? I mean,
hopefully we are all alive. You know?
It's probably happening.
It's probably.
But. Yeah, I don't hate it because it's like a mid to late 19 second. Presumably, who the hell cares to a degree,
right? For a guy who's
and
lots
Richardson,
of
it could be nice. I think he's talented. I just don't know about that situation.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's,
I don't hate it.
Yeah,
but
that's where opportunity lies.
That's the thing.
You know?
Look, you're not going to buy him for a third because he's not going to take a third. So
right.
Like, if you want him, you got to pay a second.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Who cares? You pay a second.
That's where the opportunity. There's a lot of uncertainty.
I like it actually, like for both of you because Herman's just in fire sale mode. Trading everyone
so
again.
A+ on both sides.
I'm not giving anybody an A+.
I say like B+ on both sides.
All right, so let's move on to our favorite section here, where Miller likes Geppetto people.
Ooh, Geppetto the shit out of lunch pail last week.
All right, you
would have won if he started Russell Wilson. He would have won.
Geppetto did the shit out of him the week before too when he told him to play Hoyer instead of Manning. So all right, let's start off with myself. Austin Hooper at the Jets or George Kittle at Philadelphia?
I'm going with the kid, George Kittle, the Iowa connection, CJ Berthard, Austin Hooper. You know, Sanu is back. I'm not a Hooper guy when Sanu plays.
I'm with Miller, and I have to say, I like these deep names. We're not talking about big names. We're talking about Austin Hooper.
Nobody needs to know if they should start Le'Veon Bell. Start him every fucking week.
I love the new names, the hot takes. That's what the people want, man. Yeah. That's fucking hot, dude. Let's keep it going with that.
So, Steve, should he start Curtis Samuel at Tampa Bay or Brendan LaFell at Indiana?
Yes. Sadly. This is sadly not even close. Christ. Curtis Samuel was unstartable. The guy's career high so far is like 4 yards. Like he's played, he does not play. He's not on the field.
You
cannot start him.
It's such a drastic like dichotomy, right? You got like Brandon LaFell, this old fucking shitty guy, and Curtis Samuel, who could be nice, but no one knows. He went to
He won't be nice this week.
He's from. Curtis Samuel is from Brooklyn. Went to Erasmus Hall High School. We played them. Back in the day, so
did he slap you up?
He did not slap me up. No, I was in law school. I think when he was playing in high
Curtis
school.
Samuel, I read this somewhere. If he entered the draft as a running back, like his model, statistical model output grade as a running back,
right,
would have been like top four, top five. Like really? He would have been right there.
He's a receiver.
He would have been right there with those other guys. So he's just, apparently just a sick athlete.
Yeah.
So far, he's done fucking nothing.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Donk, should he start the Steelers' defense?
Ooh, I'm playing Donk
at Detroit, or the Texans' defense at Seattle?
Oh, well, this might be real. This might be not. I think he should clearly start the Houston defense because Seattle's offensive line is hot butter, and the ghost of J.J. Watt will probably power them. And you know, the owner just called them all a bunch of inmates and thugs. So I mean, that defense is gonna be pissed off at someone. Why not take it out on Seattle?
They have. Texans are banged up on D. I would do the other. I'd go the other way. I think the Steelers. I think the Steelers are gonna lose. I like D squad in that game, but I'll still take the Steelers.
All right, now I want you to look Wiz right in his eyes. Should he start?
Oh,
Frank Gore at Cincinnati or Paul Richardson at Houston?
Versus
Houston.
Doesn't matter. Marlon Mack is not the guy.
Are you not starting Paul Richardson?
I'm gonna start Paul Richardson.
Oh.
Okay. All right,
Mac or Gore. I'm with it. I'm with the Mac. I'm with the return of the Mac. I like it, man. Like you said, they're gonna be trailing that game. I mean, you gotta think three, four receptions minimum for Mac. He's an explosive player. He can take 130, 40 yards.
Yes, sir.
All right, Launchpad. Should he start Mike Gillisley?
Does not matter.
Versus the Chargers or Tyler Lockett at the Houston? I'm sorry, versus Houston.
Oh my God.
I go Lockett.
You cannot start Gillisley.
Yeah.
He is awful.
Yeah.
The Patriots realize this. He does not play. Deion Lewis plays running back for them now. Gillisley's done. As miserable as I was about dropping Gillisley in this offseason, is as much as I don't give a fuck now. Like, Gillisley is a fuck. He could drop Gillisley and no one's even picking him up. Like, that guy's useless.
Who does he have in there now? Do you know?
I think it's Gillisley. I'm not 100% sure.
Hashtag tank season.
Might be Lockett.
Yo, Scotty, you're my boy. Listen to me right now.
You gotta start Lockett. At least you have a chance for a splash play with Lockett.
You already changed your name out of Gillisley. He's not slitting anybody's throat. So I own him.
He slit your own throat.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We have Cheese. Cole Beasley at Washington. Emmanuel Sanders at Kansas City.
Well, I already told you Emmanuel Sanders is not playing.
He's for sure not
so
playing.
So I would highly recommend playing Emmanuel Sanders because that will result in a technical violation and you will lose a draft pick.
All right. I didn't realize he was not playing. All right, so Cole Beasley or Will Fuller?
Obviously Fuller.
Well, he's in Seattle, though.
Yeah, Hopkins get locked up with Sherman. Fuller's going to be running wild.
Yeah, they might line Fuller up in the slot, give him some advantage.
We saw this the other week when they played Cleveland and Hopkins got locked down by Jason McCourty and Fuller just went beast mode.
Yeah.
All right, Woods, Jason Witten at Washington or David Njoku versus Minnesota?
David Njoku.
I'm going to go Witten here. I like Witten in division.
You called Witten last week. He had a touchdown.
I like the division.
That was a nice touchdown, too.
One-handed grab.
Yeah, he's still doing his thing.
I don't know if there's any facts to this or not, but I think Witten gets up for divisional matchups a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I said David Njoku. That was fake news. I would take Witten.
It's okay. You're allowed to just mislead people. Yeah. And just start half of what I say is misleading intentionally.
Yeah, the puppetry.
Going forward, if I had a team, I'd take David Njoku any day over the week.
Well, yeah, it's clearly. Dynasty. Well, one guy's like done.
Witten is a million.
All right, so Herman, should he play Philip Rivers versus New England, or Deshaun Watson, at Seattle?
The easy answer is here, Philip Rivers. New England cannot stop anybody even throwing the goddamn football. Seattle stops everybody. Not even close. Rivers all day.
Ditto. I'm not going to add to anything because it was perfectly said.
James is having a rough week over here. DeMarcus Robinson versus Denver or Trent Taylor at Philadelphia?
I can't even believe James DeMarcus Robinson is.
In my mouth.
He's got a lot of guys on buys.
Oh, okay.
DeMarcus Robinson, a guy I've barely heard of at Denver.
Yeah, he had like.
I'm going to pick the other guy, whoever it is.
Trent Taylor at Philly.
That little white dude.
Well, yeah, right now he's starting DeMarcus Robinson.
Well, he just traded for him, so I'm sure he's going to start him, but
yeah.
Godspeed.
Yeah, I'm with Miller.
0.4.
Kuhn, DeAndre Washington at Buffalo or James White at the Chargers?
Ah, Kuhn's running back. Nothing makes me smile.
Because DeAndre Washington's going to be getting the ball a lot because Lynch is out.
I think Jalen Richard's the better back there, personally.
He is, but they're kind of splitting it.
They're going to split.
I'm going to go D-Wash here. I like D-Wash over White.
I'll take White.
Feinberg, Marvin Jones versus Pittsburgh with Mohamed Sanu at New Jersey.
New Jersey? The Jets.
I'll take Sanu. Sanu's a good player. And Sanu went to Rutgers, and he's from Jersey, too. Little inside info.
Give me Marvin Jones Jr.
Ooh, right. Hot take there. I like that.
I've said a lot of crazy, stupid things in this podcast, especially this week. This is a Marvin Jones Jr. week.
Yeah, and you took the, Detroit also, right? You don't remember.
I did take Detroit.
Yeah. All right.
And finally, Miller, Chris Hogan at the Chargers or Juju Smith at Detroit?
I can't tell you how badly I want to go hashtag team start Juju. I just can't get myself there. I got to start Hogan. I think Cooks gets locked up with Casey Hayward.
In the tornado?
I'm gonna check the weather on Sunday. If the weather on Sunday is looking real bad, I may not want to leverage myself entirely too much in that game, and I may swap in Juju.
He's always good for a touch.
Dude, Martavis out. He could eat a little bit.
All right, Watts, you gonna Geppetto him? What do you think he should start? Watts, look him right in his eye now. Juju or Hogan?
Hogan. It's not even a question to me.
All right.
I think people are so hot on Juju this week, like insanely hot. They think like. Oh,
in fairness, I think Juju is the one actually driving that bandwagon.
He might be. I think it's his name.
He talks a lot of shit about people. I love his name.
I think it's his name. He's got a great name.
And there's a great social media presence. Like,
yeah.
He's a guy you want to like.
Yeah. He's the exact opposite of Cooper Kupp. And if I had a kid and I like wanted him to be nice at football, I'd just be like,
name him Juju?
Or something like it.
Yeah. All right. Now it's time for what everyone's been waiting for, the official rankings of the league podcast. In last place this week is me.
Come on!
I scored the lowest in the league. Lost again. I ain't got it. I'm the last. Woods number 11. You're right there with me, bud. Not your year. Number 9, the Donker, man. You just
what happened to 10?
Sorry, Launchpad.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, Launchpad number 10. Come on, bro. number 9, Donk. Come on, man. I recognize what you're doing.
If Donk beats me this week, how high does he shoot up?
He shoots up past cheese. if he beats you, you fall for sure. But he doesn't rise that far. I mean, he's hurting himself. He's tanking and winning. That's rough. 8 is cheese. Yeah, you're in the lower half. Cheese, you obviously suck. Like that's. It's just a deal. Herman, number 7.
Wow, Herman above cheese. Herman, who's trying his hardest to tank and selling off every asset he has.
I just don't feel that your team is bad enough to be with us yet. I feel that like you're 7, bro. That's what you're sticking.
Herman, you better be trading away Julio Jones and Melvin Gordon quick, or you're gonna have to stay in that top 6.
He's a solid 7, man. Every year, man, just missing the playoffs. Just he never was a threat really to make the playoffs. He's just there. now we're getting into the nitty gritty. 6, Kuhn, tough loss to James, but you're still in the top 6. Number 5, Steve, kicked the shit out of me, 130 points, made a trade for Kelvin Benjamin.
Come up.
Number 4, James, you made a lot of little trades. You got a good grade, or you got a so grade from Watts over here. Number 3, the buzzsaw, Wiz. That's an engine.
That sounds like a chainsaw.
I thought that was an engine. Like a
sounds to me like a chainsaw. Mustang.
Chainsaw buzzsaw.
Totally different. We will not stand for those factual inaccuracies in this podcast.
Number two, Feinberg, you took a bad loss, bro. You got whooped. I mean,
shout out to Amari Cooper.
Thank God that you played this week, because I would have had the largest margin of loss, but you ended up having that to Miller. Then Miller, you kicked the shit out of him. Had this probably the second or third highest scored in the league ever. Your team went ham. You're number one this week. And that's power ranking. So hopefully I put the jinx on you. Maybe you get a guy.
Tried
hurt.
It last week.
The juju, if you will.
The bad
you
juju.
You tried it last week, man. It backfired on Feinberg in a big way.
Well, you know what? I want to say, though, that whoever I draft, I will trade for you.
I mean, that's the thing. We spent 30 seconds on this. But, a lot of hurt feelings. If anybody out there wants to just really piss Feinberg off, just trade me your best player and a first-round pick, and I'll take it. I'm cool with it, you know. All
right, guys. Until next week, man, we will see you later.
Should we sign off? One last thing.
What?
He's got a final word.
Oh, you want a final word? All right.
I just wanted to say this was a lot of fun, guys.
This
is great having you. First guest.
Mm-hmm.
Milestone.
I'm excited about
that. Welcome back anytime.
Thank you. And Tanner Gentry is about to go off. Marlon Mack.
That's not going to happen. You are still the best guest we've had in the podcast so far.
Thank you.
Official hashtag best guest.
Hashtag best guest ever.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I definitely invited. Always come back.
Yeah, let's make this money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How long was that? It was like a... With a dame, I see the drunk, you came to get it on. 45 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that plank and get it on. Plank to fit it on, came to get it on. Hold up, you wanna work that. Let me hurt that, murk that. Say you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cut it after we done, it wasn't worth that. So we am responsible for bringing dirt back.